Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, everybody. It's another episode of the Smart Marks Podcast coming at you on a funky Friday.
Funky Friday
Freaky
morning.
Friday. Fridays are for the freaks, people.
Is that
and I don't mean like freaks as in deformative. I mean people who want to get busy.
Deformative freaks.
Yeah.
Why can't Friday be for them as well?
It could be for them too, yeah, but I'm talking Freaky sexual Fridays. Chocolate, okay?
Oh, okay.
Sexual white chocolate and sexual milk chocolate sitting in front of me.
Milky. Kind of chocolate.
Milky, kind of caramel. Yeah,
kind of caramelly.
I guess we could say. It's Matt Salgado sitting in front of me, Mateo 83. I need a fucking tan. I wore shorts to work today, and that was...
Ooh, you got to wear shorts to work.
I don't have to, exciting. But it was fucking 80 degrees outside, so yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty warm today.
It was nice. Tomorrow, you know, too, and then it's supposed to rain on Saturday.
Raining on Sunday.
And I'm supposed to work in the rain.
You got to work off in the rain.
Why does this sound like those old Budweiser Real Men of Genius
commercials? Oh, those are great.
I miss those so much.
I've been listening to country music a lot
Real
lately.
Men of Genius.
And I listened to the country
jam. I didn't even know you listened to country
oh,
music.
Oh, yeah. Country's awesome.
I'm serious. I didn't even know you listened to country. Oh, wow. I knew you listened to a lot of stuff. Look at my Spotify. I would never pair country with you. I listen to some, not a lot.
I don't even know. Old Dominion's pretty good. I like them. Yeah. Florida Georgia Line.
I can deal with some Florida Georgia Line. Yeah. I like Brantley Gilbert.
And mainly because they're like on WWE so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're in your face. You already seen them. They're like the country Flo Rida.
Yeah. Yeah. They are.
I saw.
Oh, did you see the kayfabe?
Yes. That's exactly what I was about to bring up. Kayfabe News had an article that said WrestleMania canceled this year
due to the lack of availability
of Flo Rida. It's so good.
That'd
but yeah.
Good. Yeah.
I listen to Brantley Gilbert. I like Brantley Gilbert.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mainly because there's more of a rock side.
I like
to
Maren Morris a lot. She's really good. You don't know? Okay, yeah, she's awesome. Country music is pretty awesome. But Earl Pitts.
Yeah.
Wake up, America.
Wake up, America. Yeah. God.
That's really funny.
That dude.
There's two guys that host a radio show every morning on 94.9 here in Roswell. And they're actually really funny. So if you're driving out between 7 and 9, listen to them for like a few minutes, and then, you know, once you start losing radio.
But did they give reception? Me WWE tickets?
Oh,
that's
no, they
the
did.
Question.
But they tried doing Macho Man impression today, and they did not do
what?
A good job.
Why didn't you say something? I would have
called
in.
I was busy. I was listening to it at work.
And
I just started laughing, and my boss was like, what's so funny? I was like, these guys are trying to do Macho Man impressions. And
I remember last time when WWE came near, they did competitions for tickets, and it was for – you had to do impressions.
Uh-huh.
And I called in over and over. I was like, I'm going to win this. And even my coworkers heard it, and they're like, no, you need to do
you
this.
You have to do this, yeah.
And I kept calling, and I could never get through. And every time I called in, like, and I would get through, they're like, oh, no, we already chose a winner. I'm like, but you chose a terrible winner. Like – I could do a better one than these people.
No, winner sucks.
Your winner sucks ass.
Sucks balls.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with sucking ass or balls. Just
throwing
that out there.
Sucking balls. Yeah. Tongue in the booty hole. Yeah, man.
Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah,
sure
nowadays.
Not.
Nowadays, yeah. Miss Elizabeth never eat ass. Yeah. No, I used to ask her all the time, and she said, no, I'm not touching your macho hole. No.
She would touch the Slim Jim.
Yeah. Hogan loved eating ass. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's how the mega powers collide.
Have you seen Hogan on Twitter lately?
No.
He's just like losing his shit.
Is he?
He's like really weird on Twitter. I don't know.
Keep talking.
He's like drinking wine and like, you know, just getting wine wasted and tweeting out random images. I don't know.
What was his wife's name?
This is like his Linda?
Like Miss Linda, brother.
Miss Linda.
Right, it was Linda, right?
It was Linda, yeah.
Yeah. She looked kind of,
Hulk Hogan Twitter.
Brooke.
What?
Yeah.
Right? I just typed in Hulk Hogan Twitter, and the first thing that came up was Hulk Hogan Twitter 9/11.
Hulk Hogan like, Twitter tuna.
What? This is all promotion stuff.
Uh-huh.
Jacked and stacked. Straight up 24s with Popeye forearms, brother. I love that he signs every Twitter with HH.
Oh, HH, brother.
Or every tweet with HH, yeah.
I hate Audacity. I really do.
Yeah. How was your week, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. It's not a bad day today.
You didn't have jury duty.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Any day without jury duty is a good day.
And no, everything's been awesome. So, and then, yeah, new day. So it's,
wait, new day?
I mean, yeah, new day. New day recording
it's
the show.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
It was a little weird this morning, like going to work. And I'm so used because on Thursday mornings, I have help desk. So that means I'm pretty much locked to my desk for an hour first thing in the morning. And usually during that time, you can kind of like just do whatever and surf the web while you're doing the phone.
Uh-huh.
And that's the majority of the time when I'm like pushing the show and like, you know, like, hey, you know, I'm doing like all the, like the majority of the promotion and setting it up. And so, like, today I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
You're like Ricky Bobby?
Yeah, Ricky Bobby. I don't know what to do with my hands. Right now. Yeah. And then nobody called. So, it was like, I just looked at, I think I watched, like, a couple of tech reviews. Yeah. Oh. And I watched porn at work. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't? I don't have a boss.
Fiber. I got fiber. You got to fiber what? That porn. Fiber line.
The fuck?
I watch tech porn is what I watch. I watch two routers like smash each other on top.
Ugh.
Yeah. No lube. you get this distraught look on your
face.
It's like you found something you didn't want to see.
No, wow, okay. So I was pulling up rumors and stuff, getting ready for like new segment talking. And this one just stood out to me so much that it just like caught my attention. Fabricio Verdum tweeted and said, "Hey guys, I want to make it clear. I spoke about maybe doing Lucha Libre in Mexico, not joining WWE. So Fabricio Verdum wants to join
Lucha Underground
wrestling. He wants to start pro wrestling.
I don't know who that is,
but Fabricio Verdum, UFC fighter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
nah, I don't know who that is.
Lucha Libre.
Lucha Libre. Lucha. Lucha. How about that? Rich Swann's retiring.
Yeah, yeah. 35 years old,
I mean,
I think.
Good for him, right? Yeah. I mean, no one's going to book you very much.
No, yeah.
Not after what you just went through.
Did you see Ronda Rousey's botched Samoan drop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see Tommy Dreamer?
Yeah, you're going to fuck up your arm.
You're going to fuck up your arm. Make sure you get that out. Learn from, and he listed like four different Samoans.
Yeah, everybody.
He's like
there.
The Rock, Nia Jax, the Usos.
Yeah, Usos, Roman Reigns.
Yeah, that's good.
Like three of them on your show.
I mean, good attempt for your first try, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that's not going to be her finisher. But
no, I hope not.
Yeah, I was just like, ooh, when I first saw her do it, I was like, oh, that's going to hurt you. So.
Yep.
Let's not hurt yourself, Rhonda.
Impact Crossroads. Was that tonight?
Yeah, let's talk about Impact. Let's talk about Sammy Callahan busting.
Oh, Jesus. What a stupid spot, right?
Totally insane.
What a stupid spot.
Totally insane.
That was a dumb spot. So he put the chair on top of, it was Eddie Edwards, right?
Eddie Edwards,
he put the chair on top of Eddie Edwards, like, chest.
I'm not mad at Callahan.
No, it's just a dumb spot to go for.
It was just a spot that shouldn't have happened.
And I wonder if it's a spot that they talked about or if it was improvised on the fly.
I feel like
it's kind of improvised.
I feel like, what was he going for? Was he going to smash the chair bar down into his neck? I think that was the idea,
I think that was
right?
the thing. Like, he was going to hit the seat of the chair, but it glanced off the edge of the chair and... He fucking hit him in the face with
the
metal bat.
Ninged him.
Yeah, straight up.
Jeez. Did you see he even photoshopped his face onto Negan's body?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Because he's running with it, of course. Yeah. And they both are.
They both are.
Eddie Edwards.
I mean, Eddie Edwards got in the ambulance saying, "I'm coming for you, Sammy. Yeah. I'm coming back for
and
you."
And then Callahan already has a T-shirt with Eddie Edwards' face on it, all busted open.
No shirt.
Yeah, yeah. He's
no selling
on pro wrestling tees.
I said no shirt.
No shirt.
No shirt.
No shirt, man.
Yeah.
No shirt, no shoes, no
service.
No
shirt, no shoes, no service.
Let's get it on.
Yeah, so Impact tonight, I guess. I mean, this is a decent-looking card. It was called Impact Crossroads tonight on Pop. They had Ali versus Laurel Van Ness for the Knockouts Championship, OVE versus Lashley, Cult of Life versus LAX for the NXT World Tag Team Championship, Tajiri Ishimori versus Matt Sydal for the Impact Grand and X Division Championships, and Johnny Impact and Austin Aries for the World Championship.
That's pretty awesome.
Johnny Impact. I love that he's running with that.
Yeah. Did you see that they're going to do Impact versus Lucha Underground?
Are they really? Yeah. I did not see that.
There'll be a few shows highlighting both companies, and you will see Impact Wrestling stars take on Lucha Underground stars. I personally hope to see Johnny Impact versus Johnny Mundo. I want to see how that's going to happen.
Yeah. How do you pull that?
Let's see that happen.
He's gonna. I mean, if you can, what, if anybody can pull it off, it's gonna be Johnny Impact, right?
Yeah, he can do it. Do it. Do it.
So the fan that was shot outside of the Performance Center back in 2015 showed up at tapings and caused a scene.
Oh, great. Fantastic.
Yeah. What an idiot. Like, you showed up, you tried to get in the Performance Center to the point that police shot you, and then now you're showing up at WWE tapings and causing a scene?
That's pretty funny.
What a douche.
Yeah.
You watching Impact? Old school Impact?
Old school Impact on Twitch.
Is that part of their new deal?
That's part of their, like, they show all day, they show classic Impact.
So they're showing Jeff Jarrett and AJ Styles right now.
And they'll show like some of the really older pay-per-views.
Oh, I want to see if... You know what? I don't know where it's at, but somewhere I've got that... Jeez. I've got that Turning Point, I think it was.
Yeah.
The DVD where it was... And we talked about it before with the Kings of Wrestling.
Yeah,
Jeff Jarrett and the Outsiders. I've got it somewhere. I bought it just for that opening promo, just to see it.
Yeah, I think
where Scott Hall was drunk behind the wheel.
Yeah.
I just don't know where it's at. We have it somewhere, though.
Yeah.
That's some old shit right there. Really AJ Styles' is pre-soccer mom haircut.
Yep. Still wearing
more surfer kid haircut.
Yep. Jeff Jarrett. Still a bastard.
Jeff Jarrett's still a piece of shit.
Still a piece of shit.
Fucking human dumpster fire of that man.
Human cup fuck.
Cup fuck.
That was being really bad.
I was listening to SiriusXM this week, and they were talking about... I think it was the release of Jessica Jones season 2 this week.
Oh, like Jessica Jones got released?
Yes.
Who did she wrestle for?
Right. No, the release of season 2 of Jessica Jones on Netflix. Yeah. And he was talking about the sequel and everything. It was Jose, you know, it wasn't Jose Mancin. It was Grant Random. And he normally, like, during his news, he talks a lot of WWE news and stuff during the Sirius Octane news.
Yeah.
But this week he was talking about that and he's like, yeah, and we've got the season 2 of Jessica Jones coming out this week. And yet we still haven't had a goddamn sequel to Two Girls, One Cup. Like, that's just the way he left it. It's are you serious?
He really wants a sequel?
I mean,
when did that come out? When did that video come out?
I don't know. I have no fucking clue.
I feel like we're already drinking.
We probably were. Yeah.
I don't know.
I want to look up the release date, but I also don't.
Excuse me while I mess with my mic.
So we have a preview show. A preview show. You want to talk Raw and SmackDown before we get into the preview show?
We could talk a little bit about
that. Talk about how Alexa Bliss is the worst friend ever. Do you like that segment? Yeah. Or is she just kind of shit all over Nia Jax? I mean, people already talk about you and your size in the airport. So, I mean.
That is true.
That's kind of shitty. But, I mean, we're setting up for something with the two of them, right? Like, we talked about it last week. We're probably getting Charlotte and Asuka instead. And we've got to be getting Nia and Alexa.
Yeah, I don't think you don't have Asuka and Alexa do Mania at all.
I mean, I'm.
Yeah, this
astounded
is
astounded by your innovation.
This is the correct way to put these mics, by the way.
Yeah,
I finally saw like how to set up boom mics.
How the fuck?
Hold
have
on,
we
hold
not
on.
Been...
I'm gonna let me turn you down while
turn
you adjust
me down.
It.
How the fuck have we not been doing this?
We've been doing boom mics wrong like for the last 3 years. So
you're stupid. I know I'm turned down. We're stupid.
But yeah, I just realized every time we set them back up, we don't do them right. Yeah, there you go. And then just tighten it up. Yeah. So Asuka versus Charlotte, I feel like all the dirty things you're saying while your mic's off.
Oh, I hope it's on.
Okay. Now you're on.
Am I on?
Yeah, you're on.
I said I was going to tighten up my butt.
Oh, you don't have to.
Oh.
I like it the way it is.
Oh, thank you.
But you are looking pretty slim, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Start doing those squats if you want to tighten that up.
Squats.
Yeah, so Asuka, so I mean, this announcement has to happen either right at Fastlane or after Fastlane, right?
I would think, right? Like, it's got to be next week, probably, because we're how far away from Mania?
30 days.
30 days,
we'll
be
30 days to the day of the show, so.
So, yeah, we're in the home stretch, so it's got to.
I think a month away, you would like to know.
Maybe even at Fastlane. I mean, if we end up with.
I think whoever.
Whoever wins, obviously Charlotte's going to win. But when Charlotte wins, we end up with.
What if
Asuka coming out or something?
Yeah, what if like the music, like her music plays for a second and then it just stops and then you just see the mask pop up.
Or as she points to the WrestleMania sign, you have Asuka's music hit or something.
Yeah. Da, da, da. I would love it. I mean, that's a good. I think it's hard to have Asuka and Ronda on the same show.
Oh yeah, definitely. You can't have two like dominant because you want Ronda to be dominant, and that's the way you're going to want to book her. So
what better way? You might
Whoa.
Get wetter. You might get wet with the idea of this match. But with Asuka and Charlotte, like Mania, I think that's a great Mania-esque match. I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think that's taking anything away from Alexa, but. I think Alexa's going to have a big match at Mania.
So We're talking.
Setting up for a lot of matches with the moment at Mania.
We were talking rumors about Undertaker.
Which is International Women's Day today.
It is.
Well,
yes.
The day of the recording of the show.
It is. We were talking.
We love
Undertaker.
Women.
Who doesn't?
We love women. Keep doing
love
you.
Love women.
We love women.
No, we're talking Undertaker's possible return for Mania.
Yeah.
You know how hard that's going to be in Louisiana? Apparently, with the sports commission in Louisiana, pile drivers are banned.
Oh, yeah. Tombstone's banned. Yeah.
So. Choke slams, I guess, is what he would have to go with, or Hell's Gate,
or last
or would
ride?
would they make a special exemption for him? But I know
I think
the athletic commission.
I think the tombstone pile driver quote is technically more of a slam,
yeah,
than the actual, because the way the move is performed, it doesn't come anywhere close to like a pile.
Yeah,
driver.
Exactly.
So I think that's how they've gotten away with it so long, so like all this way. Maybe pile drivers weren't banned in WWE just because Vince didn't want to chance it. Maybe in some states, yeah, pile drivers were banned.
Yeah,
because
they are banned in Louisiana.
I had no idea. Blood and pile drivers are banned. So.
Did you see the list of things that are banned from bringing into WrestleMania?
No.
It's fucking funny. Like, some of it is stuff you expect, like no laser pointers, no video
obviously,
equipment, no iPads, no tablets.
No double-sided dildos.
No double-sided dildos.
Sorry, Joe.
No weapons, no missiles.
Sorry, Travis, no missiles.
Missiles are listed on there. Why do we have to list missiles? Missiles
Sergeant
are
Slaughter?
Listed. Because they did is they sent in a list of
Donald Trump's probably going to show up.
Beach balls are banned.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They sent a list of what's banned
Cesaro
to everyone who bought it.
Cesaro wants all fans to bring beach balls banned as well.
Did he?
Yeah, he said that.
Cesaro.
That's all.
But he's being such a heel, though. I love how he always catches one and rips it apart.
Oh, it's fantastic.
So
that's
great,
man. That's his life goal.
That's his stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's really funny.
It's missiles, though.
Like,
why do you have to include that? Pile drivers possibly banned.
You got to think somebody brought a missile one time.
Someone tried
somewhere.
To, right? Someone had to try to bring one. Like,
it
no,
doesn't say I can't bring this missile in.
All I hear is like a security guard outside of the arena sounding like Consuela from Family Guy. No.
No, missiles.
You can't bring missiles in.
No
here.
Missiles aquí.
No missiles here. No.
No missiles. No missiles, but missiles.
I can't.
horrible.
So what else happened on Raw?
What
did happen on Raw? How are we like? This is the news of the century, the ultimate deletion.
Oh, finally, yeah,
we're at the fucking
gosh.
Hardy compound.
Yeah.
Oh, and that'd we saw Vanguard
Mania?
1 and Skarsgård.
It's Mania, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like that's a hard thing to pull off at Mania.
But no. I mean, that could be a great thing leading into maybe a match at Mania. I mean, as far as like taking something away from Mania, you know, like. And bridging it. I think you could pull it off. I think you really can.
I don't know. I think it just sucks for the people in attendance to have to watch all of that on the screen.
Just put something going on in the ring. Put some gators in the ring. It's Louisiana.
They're going to use that when they're setting up for a cruiserweight match.
Maybe, yeah.
Switch all to purple.
And maybe they're going to have like a huge like Hell in a Cell match, and that's a great way to like set up the Hell in a Cell.
Who knows?
And then by the time it comes back, it's set up, and you're like, ooh, we can enjoy this.
I don't know. I don't care where it's at.
I guarantee you,
Ultimate
no.
Deletion
you know no.
is happening in WWE.
No, there will be a big match that happens where they have to like tear something down at the ring or set something up, or it might be like setting up for one of the performances.
A shark
whatever.
Cage match?
Yeah. Just something where they're going to have to do a teardown, and it was like, hey, guess what? Now we're going to show the Ultimate Deletion.
Do you feel like that's a ripoff, though, for the
no,
performers
you're
for
like
Matt?
6 hours.
Yeah. No, I mean for the performers for Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt. Like,
no.
You're going to be at Mania, but you're not going to be at Mania?
I think depending on how it goes over with the audience.
Right.
I don't think. I think they've both been at Mania already. And I mean, Matt and Jeff came last year.
See, we get Jeff's return during this?
Yeah, I would love it.
And he mentioned
I would love to
that
see Will-O-The-Wisp.
Rebecca is coming back.
Oh, Rebby? That's nice, yeah.
And hopefully we see Senior. I mean, we have to see Senior Benjamin, right?
We saw the boat. We saw Skarsgård, the boat.
Oh, he was dragging Skarsgård. Yeah. I marked out more for Skarsgård than I did for
you had a brief
Vanguard
glimpse
1.
Of Vanguard 1, and it just like, and then it's like him flying around. And it's so good. And that's all Borash, man. Like,
oh,
it reaps of Borash.
Oh, it does. I saw somebody last week after they announced, or this week after they announced it, someone went to Twitter, and they're like, they posted and they said, oh man, it's so crazy to watch WWE using footage from TNA. And Rebby Hardy replied, she's like, I shot this on my own last week.
Dummy.
You idiot.
They didn't see my post of like, I did like screen captures of Vanguard 1 and there was just jizz all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a cum tribute to Vanguard 1.
Nice. So. Cum tribute. God damn it. Didn't you once share the gif of ODB shoving Vanguard 1 in her,
yeah,
in her chest?
Yeah, I did.
In her cleavage?
Yeah, I was like, that Vanguard 1 is the lucky son of a bitch.
Yep.
I take that spot.
Right? Who wouldn't, though?
Who wouldn't? I forgot what it said, but on that gif, it's like there's a message displayed from Vanguard 1 saying like something like, I have to go back and look at it. It's a while back, yeah, man. It has to be like,
I saw it just the other day,
too. It's at least a year and a half old.
I saw it just the other day, too.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Because I was going back, I was looking for, because once in a while I like to bring up, my wife said something the other day, and I was like, I was a goddamn meme.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
we were. Yeah.
I was like, yes, I fucking was. So I had to go back through Twitter and find it.
Oh, it's way back.
So I just went to our media, and I started scrolling
through. Oh, it's on our Twitters, yeah.
Yeah.
Our tweets.
She's like, you weren't a meme. I was like, fuck, you hold on. We're going to get divorced. Yeah, you were called Neckbeard and Baldy.
Baldy.
That's going to be the name of our show.
That's going to be the new
show. If we ever get a new podcast, that's going to be the name
Baldy
of it.
Baldy and Neckbeard.
Baldy and Neckbeard. That would be our fucking radio, morning radio host show.
You know what? I keep thinking, like, I was listening to
the Baldy and the Neckbeard.
Baldy and Neckbeard.
All right. Up at the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to get Baldy and the Neckbeard.
Hey, Baldy, how do you feel about doing the radio?
Hey, man. You know what I mean? Just wow.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, I know we can't see
we need
all
soundboards.
The say, yeah.
We need soundboards.
Yeah, it'd just be a bunch of flavins.
It just reminds me of, what was the, there it is. It just says system overload.
Ah, oh, that's what it said, and all you see is tits.
Yeah, it says system overload. All I can think of is the Family Guy. What were they called when Brian and
Weenie in the Butt.
Weenie in the Butt,
Weenie
yeah.
in the Butt, yeah.
Yep, that's what it was. So, what else happened on Raw?
Weenie in the Butt.
SmackDown.
Sasha.
Someone got a fucking.
Sasha and Bayley aren't friends anymore.
Sasha and Bayley aren't friends. That's leading to a match. We called it last week. That's got to be a match. Somebody got a haluva kick to their fucking face.
Someone ate shit walking outside of SmackDown.
Oh my God. He's a cameraman. Did you not see on WWE's Twitter?
Where they make it
they were interviewing him.
Oh no.
Yeah. They were interviewing him about it. And he's like, well, everyone's kind of made fun of me a lot. My kids think it's funny. And he's like real kind of like put off by it.
Yeah.
And then Shelton Benjamin just like walks up to him and just stares at him and gives him a hug and walks off.
That's great.
But he said that they had told him to get up there and like get by the statue.
Yeah,
and he didn't realize it was marble. And
oh,
as soon as he stepped on it, he just ate shit. I love that he said he didn't know. He's like, I didn't know. He's like, my job is to get the outside shot. He's like, I'm a cameraman. I'm a production crew. Like, my thing is, like, me and my crew get the outside shot every time.
What a shitty job.
And
maybe you don't like wrestling at all, and that's your job, so you don't care.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being, like, a wrestling, like just a huge wrestling fan?
Work for WWE.
Work for WWE, like, guess what? You're recording everything outside.
Outside, yeah. And he said that they didn't tell him that they were putting it up. They put it up on the Titantron in the arena, too.
Oh, my God.
And he said that he wasn't aware of it. Like, they kept telling him to stay out there and get the next shot. They're like, okay, we'll just stay out there. We'll get another shot. And they kept him outside so he couldn't see the Tron, and then they played it on there. And the best part is all three of the commentators losing their shit as soon as he ate shit. And then you could hear Byron. Or is it Byron? No, it's Tom. Tom's like, he's wearing shorts in Green Bay. Like, he couldn't get over the fact that it was freezing outside and the guy was wearing shorts.
But
he ate shit so hard.
I felt bad for him.
I didn't watch SmackDown until the following day. I watched it yesterday, and I saw that gif on Twitter, and I was like, oh, my God, I have to see SmackDown now.
That was my favorite part of SmackDown.
Oh, my God. Corey Graves just can't hold it together. He's
cracking
up. Oh, man.
He cracked up a few times, I think, during that episode of SmackDown. I felt like he was breaking it all out. Yeah, yeah.
I'll find the video of them interviewing him, and I'll retweet it.
That's great.
It's really funny. And you can tell he's kind of put off by it, too. He's just like, yeah.
It happened. It's like shitting your pants.
He fucking ate it so hard, too.
Yeah, that had to hurt. Poor guy.
Shared the gif, didn't
you? Yeah, I did. It was on our... I found it, and I reshared it. So,
have
to. It's really funny, and it's like... Things like that make make TV fun.
Yeah.
So unexpected
stuff.
Especially live TV.
Yeah.
Just as like, hey, your job's gonna, this is your job. Don't fuck it up.
And then you
fuck it up. But at least, people laugh. And it wasn't stupid. It wasn't dead air.
No.
It wasn't silence. It was just something like totally random. Vince got a kick out of it.
Oh, yeah. And Vince is the one who probably told him, you got to put that on the Tron now.
Yeah, but
he's got to bust his ass.
His pants. Yeah. Put it on the Tron.
He was wearing shorts.
That fat son of a bitch was in shorts.
Yeah, it was snowing, man.
Yeah, it was Green Bay.
Jeez.
still winter.
I don't know what you're doing over there in Green Bay in shorts.
Green Bay. Yeah. It's hailing from Green Bay. Who was from Green Bay?
Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah, that's right. God damn it.
Canada.
We need to get mics like that and just dangle them from the roof.
Anderson. I remember when he first showed up in TNA and we're like, what's his name going to be?
Right.
Is he going to do the intro?
He did, but he did it.
And it worked in Anderson. Yeah.
Did you ever see the video? I think where he went to ICW or somewhere. And that dude went against him and he had the Pokemon thing about how he's going to fight him.
Oh, yeah.
So Anderson, going to catch him all. He was talking about how he had internal bleeding and stuff.
Hold on.
He's going to sneeze. Gazoom tight.
Is that the first sneeze
Delete.
Ever?
No, I don't podcast? Think so. For maybe. Me? From you. Yeah, I don't know if weird. I have either. Maybe
maybe you sneezed on the podcast before.
How long have we been doing this?
Almost 4 years, yeah.
And first sneeze?
Maybe.
We've had a good run.
Yeah.
It's just time good. To end it. Fuck. It's time to
Show's
end
over,
it.
Guys.
Yeah.
Tell our wives we love them.
Yeah, but somebody got a haluva kick to the face.
Yeah.
Somebody by the name of Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
I did not see that coming.
Nope.
But goddamn, was it good.
Oh, you know Kevin told him back, hey, hit the shit out of me with that kick.
Yeah, it was so good.
They both pound the shit out of each other, and it's great.
Like, and his promo and coming up the ramp was just, I mean, it was good awesome. For Sami Zayn. Owens if Joe's not a Sami Zayn fan yeah. now,
Owens,
then
Owens
go to
hell.
Owens
been taking some major kicks to the head lately.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I know.
I'm kind of worried.
Right? He also slapped my phone on my hand.
He did dick. Slap. Yeah, he
That's
did slap
why, because he was disoriented. It was, an accident.
That was hilarious.
It was
hilarious. Oh, no, he did it on purpose.
I know. I'm being a smart
fantastic.
Ass.
Fantastic.
But, yeah,
that's
Sammy
you,
turned
that's
on Kevin.
That's why you need Kevin. One of these holding it.
Right?
Yeah.
But Sammy turned on Kevin.
They need to make one of these. They need
WWE?
To make the little, like,
I mean, they holders. Had fidget spinners. Why wouldn't they have pop sockets?
Yeah, you know.
You double, have a Ravenclaw one,
and they
right?
have double-sided Diddlos.
They do. Really it's just John Cena on either side with his face. Mm. It's John Cena's face at the end of the dildo.
But you can't see either one of them. Cause...
What I was thinking of, you remember Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
Where Beetlejuice turned into the sandworm and he's just a big old worm
yeah.
with his face on the end of it? That's
yeah.
dildos you get.
I'm okay with that.
No, it's with AJ Styles because it's the face that runs the place.
Oh,
see that?
Literally.
Fucking marketing.
Runs up your place.
Right?
Hey, yo.
There's a happy Rusev Day one.
Hey, yo. Yeah, so
it's got
Aiden
English on one end and
that Zayn
Rusev
turn.
On the other.
Yeah, it's great.
I liked it.
Did
it was really good.
The Rusev chants at Ring of Honor.
Oh, my God.
Rusev
I saw
Day?
That.
Yeah, it's really good.
It was
good.
So good. Rusev awesome. Day.
Oh, and before we get into predictions, new championship announced for NXT.
God damn, I was hoping you didn't see this.
Sorry.
I was
yeah.
so excited for this. I, was
I
like,
know.
I hope Matt did see this so I could tell
we
him.
We both didn't even tell each other. I just realized that. Like,
I made a
time,
point not to.
The majority of the time, we both kind of like, we're like, as soon as we found something, I'm like, I have to tell Jarby. Or, yep. you know, it's the same vice versa with you. And we get text messages right away. And I'm usually like, yeah, I saw that.
I saw and it. And I was like, time, I hope yeah. he didn't see this. I hope he didn't see this. And the more I yeah. thought about it today, I was like, it was on there. But
it was on Twitter.
So it's spoilers yeah. if you want to wait and see it on NXT. But they shared it on their Twitter and on their
yeah.
Facebook.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So and they even they prefixed the tweet with saying it was spoilers. So the NXT North American Championship is
yeah.
what it's going to be called. So we've got a new title coming to NXT.
I can't wait to see what this title looks like.
Yeah, me too, right? Like, it's I mean, the NXT titles like, are dope. They all look really,
really,
really good.
For the double-sided dildo championship.
White, we can make that. So the inaugural NXT North American Championship will be decided in a six-man ladder match the night before WrestleMania featuring, are you ready for this?
Do it.
This is, I'm sure you saw the six members involved in
Actually,
this.
Actually,
right?
No, I didn't. I just saw the championship announced.
Holy shit. You didn't
yeah,
see the
so
six members?
No.
This is better than the championship yeah. announced because this is going to be match of the year.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Six-man.
Ladder match?
Ladder match.
Oh, shit.
Featuring Adam Cole.
Baby.
Velveteen Dream.
Velveteen Dream.
Killian Dane.
Harry Beck.
Lars Sullivan.
No talent.
Ricochet.
Amazing.
And EC.
Three. Wow, really?
Yes.
EC3 is going to be in
this
match?
EC3, Ricochet, Lars Sullivan, Killian Dane, Velveteen Dream, and Adam Cole will all be competing for the first ever NXT North American Championship. I have fucking goosebumps as I read this.
It's like four of them are like, this is like going for the PWG Championship.
Right?
Just take out Killian Dane and Lars Sullivan. I'm not saying that
Adam Cole, Ricochet, and EC3 in the same ring.
I'm not saying that you know they're going to make
Velveteen
a bad
Dream.
Match.
Fuck it.
You got to have like the two big.
Oh, Killian houses. Dame and Lars Sullivan are they actually work
Killian
their asses
Dane
off?
Killian Dane is really good.
Lars Sullivan's really good. He's just real bland in his character.
I don't like his character.
Yeah, and that's the thing. His character just doesn't suit him well.
I feel like it's
but
gonna, I don't think it's going to translate well.
Oh shit! Oh, I can't wait for this match.
The table
I
keeps
jizzed.
Jumping up.
I jizzed.
What's going on?
That match is going to be better than anything on WrestleMania.
Is that what I got right here?
That is what it is. Okay, that match will be better than anything on WrestleMania. I yeah, guarantee really it. Good. Like that match, EC3 and Ricochet in the same match. Like that's their debut. Like their main. I'm sure we might see them in the ring before.
I'm waiting for that. Yeah, we'll see EC3 promo. Show up soon. We got to see Ricochet within the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
On NXT TV.
That's a hell of a match. Who do you think wins it? Early predictions.
Early predictions. Adam Cole.
I think EC3. Yeah.
You think EC3?
EC3 or Adam Cole. One of the two of them. Yeah. Holy shit, awesome. Man. It's really good. Killian Dane put on a hell of a match last night with Aleister Black. So holy good. Shit. Yeah. That fade to black kick is so good.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it Black Mass? Which one is it called?
I think they've used both.
Yeah.
I think they've used both.
I love how they always refer to, instead of like a chip on his shoulder, the devil on his back, because he has a devil tattoo on his back.
It's pretty good.
I like it. I like it.
Fun stuff.
Aleister Black is the shit.
Yeah, he is.
That was a good event. NXT. Yeah. And then the inaugural, first match of the Dusty Classic.
I did fast forward to the Bianca Belair match.
So it's going to be announced. I watched it. It wasn't bad.
It was like 2 minutes long.
Yeah. Okay. So it's going to be announced and it's rumored that this is going to be announced, but the speculation's got to be real. The Dusty Rhodes Classic is not going to be for a shot at the tag titles. It will be for the tag titles.
Ooh.
Undisputed Era is going to have to drop these titles as, which one was it? Bobby Fish is headed to Birmingham for knee surgery. They're going to have to drop the titles. So the winner of the Dusty Classic will obtain the tag titles. So.
Damn.
Yep.
That's a bummer.
It sucks, man. That's two guys that...
I think you got to give Cole the title then for North America.
I would. You would think, right?
Yeah. I mean, in this time too, I mean, I don't think they'll probably like separate them for a little while and then just let them... Because injuries tend to do that to smaller stables.
Or would you bring somebody into that stable?
Bringing somebody into the stable too would be good.
Right.
Roderick Strong.
Yeah. He turned him down, didn't he?
He did, but... It'd be a good thing to do it, Roderick. I don't think he's going to win the Cruiserweight Championship.
Did you like Tommaso Ciampa coming out there and not saying a word?
Yeah.
I loved that. Down.
It's fantastic. Yeah.
And I love that he's not using the crutch, that he's just dragging it behind him.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
That's the weapon he used. I thought that was so good.
Just a constant reminder.
That crowd was split on Johnny Gargano. I was pretty surprised.
Yeah, they were like, Johnny wrestling, Johnny sucks.
Yeah.
So.
Or they were saying, we want Johnny and Johnny sucks.
Oh, yeah. Most of NXT crowds are usually.
At one point, it was, we want Johnny. No, we don't. Like, oh, man.
Yeah, that's good. You get some marks out there.
Yeah.
Smart marks.
Some smart marks.
Yeah.
I've never paid attention to it, really, but NXT, like, they look like a house show because they turn off the crowd lights.
Yeah.
And I never really paid attention to it until this week.
Especially when they go out to other places other than Full Sail.
Yeah. Full Sail, I think they leave them on.
Yeah, Full Sail they leave on because they have, like... seats all the way to the edge.
Yeah.
But for some of the smaller shows, they turn them down because the seats don't go up as high.
Yeah.
But they go out like longer depending on where the camera's set up. Though. Yeah, it looks cool. And I love some of the like different stage setups that they use.
Yeah, I love the ones that they did at like Center Stage and stuff.
Yeah, because they come down like from the side.
City Center.
And like this time, they didn't have like the Aleister Black like rise up, but he came up from a different part of the arena or wherever the theater that they were in. I thought that was cool. Like he came out from a different entranceway than the other people had. Still with all the smoke and stuff. But also NXT News, Abby Lathe got released.
That sucks. I liked Abby Lathe.
Yeah.
So
we hadn't seen her in a long time. So
there's a design that was leaked for a possible Cruiserweight tag team title.
Oh, that's cool.
So the design, I mean, it doesn't show the belt. It just shows the design that would be put on the belt. And I mean, it looks pretty cool. I dig it.
Yeah.
I hope.
I jizz on it.
Yeah. I would too. I mean...
Brad Maddox did.
I was going there. That's exactly where I was going. Drew McIntyre is working back at the Performance Center, and they believe that his target return date is by WrestleMania.
That's good.
So he could show up at the night before WrestleMania.
Or he could show up in the Andre the Giant Battle Royale.
I feel like that's too...
I love his theme song. It's so good.
I do too.
It's hype, man.
John Cena is not advertised for April 9 Raw in New Orleans. And isn't featured on promotional materials for SummerSlam or Survivor Series. Leading to speculation that he'll be looking at movie and TV work after WrestleMania. Probably. You know what solidifies that? Nickelodeon had auditions yesterday for a role on a TV show that they're resurrecting.
The one...
You're not going to guess this.
Temple.
Nope, you're not going to guess this.
Well, which one is it?
He auditioned for the role of Steve in Blue's Clues. John Cena wants to be the new Steve in Blue's Clues. And there's a picture of him on stage for the audition dressed in the green striped shirt with the white collar.
Come on,
Jim. Can you imagine John Cena as Steve in Blue's Clues?
Can you imagine him banging Nikki in that Blue's Clues sweater?
He probably does. He's like, we just figured out Blue's Clues. We just figured out Blue's Clues. I just came in my pants.
Just at the thought of it, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Nikki. Rey Mysterio's arm injury is not believed to be a complete bicep tear, as mentioned before. Yay. So which means he still might have a return possibly coming. So who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Let me see if there's any more rumors before we move on. God damn. That match at NXT. Like, I don't fucking give me any other matches. I don't need any other matches in NXT other than that one. That's it.
I agree.
Oh, God damn it. Spoilers. Here appears to be the card for NXT TakeOver New Orleans. So this is spoilers. So if you don't want to hear it, shut the fuck up. So
turn your headphones off.
NXT Women's Championship. Ember Moon and Shayna Baszler. We kind of expected that, right?
Yeah.
Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. Mm-hmm. We talked about that last week. Yep. NXT Championship, Andrade Cien Almas versus Aleister Black. We knew that was coming. I mean...
Sorry.
NXT Tag Team Championship, The Undisputed Era versus Roderick Strong versus Pete Dunne. Or Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne versus the Authors of Pain.
Yeah.
So that might be tweaked somehow. And then, of course, the six-man ladder match between EC3, Ricochet, Lars Sullivan, Velveteen Dream, Killian Dane, and Adam Cole.
Yeah, because I think originally that was going to be... So Authors of Pain aren't winning the titles.
So it says, in addition to... Probably not. In addition to the injury of Bobby Fish, this may lead Cole to teaming with Kyle O'Reilly to defend the NXT Tag Team Championships, meaning Cole will perform double duty on that show if that happens.
Oh, wow.
You think they would do that route?
Yeah.
I would rather him go that route.
Power up.
That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, before we recorded this show, or before we started tonight and moving to Thursdays, I listened to our last episode we did of the GoFo podcast, uh-huh. And we were talking about season one of Jessica Jones.
Oh, yeah,
and of course,
right.
We start tonight, season two debuts at Jessica Jones.
That's pretty neat.
Perfect fucking night.
Well, like a year and a
half, watching Jessica Jones,
right?
Goddammit.
Sorry.
Yeah, I think it was like 2016.
It's on Netflix. You could have watched it earlier.
I'm going to binge it this week. I was working, goddammit. I was in a shithole town called Carlsbad.
Just get a little vent bracket and put it on your just watch it as you drive.
As I drive. It's horrible. You know.
Jeez, don't do that, people.
I used to do that when I was working in Carlsbad and we were doing the show.
Yeah, you used to watch a network all the
time. I'd pull up the network and I'd set it by the speedometer. So that way I could stare at the road and then kind of quick glance it down to see what's happening. More than anything, I just wanted to hear the promos so that way I knew what to talk about.
Yeah. Gosh, we're crazy.
So...
We got a little show called Fastlane.
Preview Fastlane. So let's do the rundown. Becky Lynch versus Naomi versus Natalya and Carmella.
Tag team match.
Becky Lynch and Naomi versus Natalya and Carmella. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Rusev. That's a weird match for Shinsuke, I guess, you know?
You got to do something with them.
Yeah. Charlotte Flair versus Ruby Riott.
But hey, Rusev has a match on a pay-per-view, so that's great. Yep.
The Usos versus The New Day.
Yeah.
Bobby Roode versus Randy Orton. Okay, I guess. And AJ Styles versus John Cena versus Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin versus Dolph Ziggler in the six-pack
challenge. You know, this is actually a pretty good card.
It's not bad. Like, I'm happy to see some of the matches on there. They're just questionable. They're filler, obviously.
Well, Roode versus Orton, I'm interested in seeing why.
I'm kind of.
Orton saying that that's the one title that's eluded him. That's just basically just storyline writing saying, like, we don't know what to do with you, so go after this title you've never won before. Nakamura versus Rusev. It's there to have Nakamura still in our minds.
It's a fun match to have Nakamura and give Rusev something to do.
Yeah, and because, you know, Nakamura won the Royal Rumble, you got to keep on.
Here's the problem, though, with that match.
Why do you book him against Rusev Day?
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Is you're booking him against Rusev.
Yeah. He's obviously going to beat Rusev probably within 5 minutes.
Well, the thing is, and it's not even just that. You're putting Shinsuke, this guy who's supposed to headline WrestleMania for you, or at least go for your main title at WrestleMania, in a match with somebody who's like white hot over with the fans right
now.
So the cheers are not going to be for Nakamura. They're going to be for Rusev.
Yeah.
And when Rusev loses that match, because you're not going to let Shinsuke lose that match into Mania, when Rusev loses that match, that crowd's going to lose their shit.
Yeah, they are.
It's not a good setup. Like, instead, I might have put Randy Orton versus Rusev or something.
Yeah.
And then maybe put Nakamura and Bobby Roode. You couldn't. I mean, you would have to turn Bobby heel and have him cheat or something. I'd find something better for Nakamura to do.
Yeah.
Than do that.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck. Where's Zack Ryder? Is he hurt?
No, he's fine.
Then have him job to Nakamura.
Yeah.
Like, there was something better to book.
Nakamura there. Versus Mojo.
I'm happy. Yes. I'm happy Rusev's on the card, but this Sorry. Is the cost. This is the problem there.
Did you not go to my phone? That's stupid.
Anyways, let's start predicting. Oh, Becky Lynch and Naomi versus Natalya and Carmella. Who are we picking?
I got Becky and Naomi.
I'm going to go Natty and Carmella.
Cool.
Shinsuke versus Rusev. I mean, unanimous Shinsuke, right?
Yeah, Nakamura.
Charlotte versus Ruby Riott. Charlotte, right?
Charlotte.
Yeah. The Usos versus the New Day. You think the Usos lose this title going into Mania? And we have a shakeup? The New Day were your host at WrestleMania. I mean,
yeah, you can't make New Day play second fiddle. Maybe New Day do win it back.
I think we can see New Day winning.
New Day win it, and then there's a rematch at Mania.
I think so too.
Like, and it's a big match.
Yeah, maybe like, even we get another tag team involved ladder, somehow
yeah,
or something.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe they swap it and they do what the Raw tag teams did last year, and they do it with the SmackDown tag
maybe.
Teams.
Maybe. Yeah. But we're both going New Day there.
Yeah, New Day.
Bobby Roode versus Randy Orton.
Roode.
Yeah, I don't think Randy Orton's going to win that title. Randy Orton, it's going to be nice seeing him in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Yeah, finally.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go Roode. And AJ Styles, John Cena, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Baron Corbin.
I honestly don't think Randy Orton cares where he's at.
I don't think he does either. He's just making money at this point. He doesn't care. AJ Styles.
Yeah, I got AJ winning.
I honest to God wouldn't doubt seeing John win this.
Yeah.
But I think... I like the intrigue of him not knowing what his WrestleMania, and I think they've really got something there. Like they've got fans hooked with that. So it would as cool as it would be for him to hit the 17, because he's going to hit 17. He's going to break Ric Flair's record at some point. Now is probably not the time, and as cool as it would be to see him do that, and as intriguing as, because here's the thing. We said it last week. AJ Styles versus Nakamura is not going to be the AJ Styles versus Nakamura that we want.
Yeah.
So maybe adding John Cena into that match makes it a bit more interesting. And John even said last week that if he wins that, or when he wins that match, that he will give AJ Styles an immediate title shot and make it a triple threat at Mania.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's okay. But I really like... There's a lot of intrigue behind John Cena not knowing what his
role is. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
I like the idea of him showing up dejected on Raw the next day.
Yeah, especially
he didn't win.
Especially if we're going to fade him out to move into TV and stuff and like then, that like, the over lights the next go year. Out.
And then like, Taker. And Taker shows up behind him and like John turns around and he just gets chokeslammed.
We talked about it last week about what are the chances that John's about to win, the lights go out, we hear the gong, and then when they come back on, AJ's coming off the ropes with the flying forearm.
Yeah.
Like, that would be good,
I think
too.
It'd be great, yeah.
But yeah, I think AJ wins this.
Some mental mind games, man.
It would be cool to see. As weird as it sounds, it'd be kind of cool to see John. But it'd be really cool to see AJ or Sammy after this week.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a good match. Your top talent awesome. In the whole company, I believe. Like, everybody in this match is going to put on an amazing show. How great would it be for Baron Corbin to win this?
Oh, I'd love it too.
And then maybe he'll unblock us on Twitter.
Yeah, hopefully. I wonder if we still are. I'm pretty sure we are.
Yeah, no, we're definitely blocked.
Blocked for life.
For life.
Yeah. So it should be fun. It should be a good Sunday.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to Fastlane.
So am I.
Oddly.
It's just the buildup hasn't been that great, which means the pay-per-view should be good. Elimination Chamber had a hell of a buildup, and then the pay-per-view was okay.
It was okay. Didn't like fully deliver. And we got, you know, some good stuff, but yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah, we're definitely still blocked.
You didn't even have to go look. We knew that.
Yep, seeing I like how Baron Corbin's hair is just falling off right now. Then after Kevin Owens kicked the Baron, kick him in the hair is the best thing about this match. A lot of people make fun of his hair. I don't know why we got blocked.
Right. Yeah, I love Kevin. I still love Kevin Owens. If you're looking for your hairline, it's behind you.
Yeah. Oh, he just clowned
him. God, he clowned on everybody. Yeah. I still love his comment to Byron Saxton. He's like, that's a pin.
Per Dave Meltzer, of the Wrestling Observer, Baron Corbin is rumored to be the winner of the Fastlane 6-pack challenge.
That's insane. Meltzer was predicting Meltzer that? What if Baron Corbin won that match?
Yeah, you never know, man.
I'd mark the fuck out. I would mark the fuck out. What if Sami Zayn won it?
Yeah, that'd be great too, man.
Joe would kill himself.
Oh, yeah. Joe would jump off the bridge in Phoenix. The freeway overpass. Whatever they have there.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah. On that note?
On that note, I don't think there's much else to really go over. Right? Yeah,
covered over everything. Yeah, I mean, we flew through the show.
Goddamn NXT, man.
Yeah. It'll be good.
I can't wait. I cannot wait.
So remember, Marks, you can send us your questions and comments by following us on Twitter at @smart_marks. You're more than welcome to follow us on our personal accounts as well. You can follow me, Mateo83, follow Jeremy, JVader82, like us on Facebook. And you can there you can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. If you hate social media altogether and want to ask a question anyway, email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, the email smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use our referral link on provengamer.com. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link which shows that you're a fan of the show and we'll get a little bit of help from Amazon to keep these lights on and the podcast running for free.
For free.
And hey, if you want to directly support the show, please visit www.patreon.com/provengamer. Monthly donation tiers start at just $1. There's some awesome rewards available at each tier. The link once again is patreon.com/provengamer. Remember to stream, download, and rate every episode on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and of course, provengamer.com. I also always forget TuneIn Radio. I set that up a long time ago.
I know.
And I just now looked at it this morning, and I looked at my favorites. I was logged in my account, and I had the podcast on. I was getting ready to resubmit it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I did this a long time ago.
I do this.
It has the older logo on there. So be sure to give us a 5-star Frog Splash rating. Listen to us wherever you listen to all your favorite podcasts and radio stations. You can check out some awesome game reviews and other articles and the Trophy Horse podcast, Nintendo Screens, and Game Stuff all on provengamer.com. So yeah, check that out. Thanks for listening, Marcus. Once again, I'm Matt. He is Jeremy. Shout out to Colin, the Patreon producer.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah, Colin Farrell. You're awesome. And Colin, the Patreon.
And Colin Quinn, you drunk contributor. Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's out of it.
I met him once.
You did?
Yeah.
Colin Quinn?
When I worked for GameStop. We had a conference where they would send all their managers to It was like E3 essentially for GameStop managers.
And what is he like the comedian stuff.
And they had Colin Quinn there as entertainment. And I had filled up my bag full of, like, I took my backpack down, I got all the swag, and I took it back up to dump it on the bed and come back. So I went and dumped all my stuff in my hotel room and came back down, and I cut around this corner really sharp, and as I did, I went chest to chest with Colin Quinn. And I took a couple steps back. I was like, oh, shit, man. It's nice to meet you. I could smell the whiskey on this dude. He was fucking trashed. Yeah. I mean, I would expect it, though. So.
It's Colin Quinn.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, Marks. Once again, I'm Matt. He is Jeremy. We'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks. Peace out.
Deuces.